Hey, hello, buddy, buddy, buddy. Welcome one more time to the podcast, the most pegado, the Latinos radio show here with DJ Lopez. And today we got a really, really good podcast here with Christian Matos, my brother, Christian Matos. Right now he's like a joint, a nice blonde. Huh? How's that feel?
That's good, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling real good. Christian, thank you so much for being here with me. Give me the opportunity to be talking with you. I know you're a guy really famous. We as pictures and like that was my camera guy in the back. You know, he's funny. So listen up, everybody. I know every day I do my Spanish podcast for for every single of you, but tonight is a special night because I'm around to the most beautiful boys here from the New York area. We have Christopher Jr., Joshua, and who you already know, Christian. Mr. Christian Matos.
So, single.
Remember, what were you say, Josh?
Joshua's single.
You single?
Yeah.
Hey, to all the lady over there, remember, he said he's single. How old are you, Joshua?
26.
I think he's sitting on it.
So what are you looking like? What
tell
do you
him
want?
Tell him I'm single too.
People, that was Junior. He said he's single too. So, right now here in the podcast, in the Latinos radio show, we have this. People, I'm so sorry. This podcast is going to be the best. Because we gotta listen to this. Right now, Junior just say that he's single. That he's single, but his wife is right here next to him, and she's like ha 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 ha. So tonight this is gonna be a nice, interesting. Where do you go, my love? My wife is here. She just ran. So this is gonna be a funny podcast here. Junior, why did you say that you're single?
I never said that.
Did you?
I never said that.
Well, I'm gonna tell you one thing. Everybody know that Josh said that you're single, right?
Yes.
And that you're 26 years old, uh-huh. Right? And he looking for a woman. And then you say that you were what?
I'm happily married. Are you recording, Ronnie?
Yeah.
I got five kids.
No, but for real, this is thousands of people listen to this. This is thousands of people listen to this podcast, and you know that. I'm not kidding.
There's not people listening to it right now.
No, but that's gonna go right. So she can hear. She can go. But Diana, you can follow us in any. You can look for us, Diana. You can look for the Latino Radio Show and the Spotify, Google Play, Android, whatever you want to do.
I guess you, I'm single too.
Oh, well, oh, hey, guy, listen out a bit. The guy from Mexico that follow me, she said that she's single too. Diana, what?
You don't want her. She got kids. She got, it's a whole baggage. Too much baggage.
Oh. What do you say to that, Diana? To what he say? What do you think? What do you say to that?
I'm a great mother.
Oh. Sorry. Diana said she's a great mother. So, Christian, I'm sorry, I forgot all about you, buddy. I know you're the hostage. So, talk to me a little bit about what you do. I know you've been into this business for photography and stuff like that for a long time, but now I'm seeing like you getting really, really famous. So, at the end of this interview, I want you to give me your Instagram account so people can follow you and check your pictures and stuff like that, or your contact information in case they want to buy something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
basically with my photography, I just want to document different neighborhoods in Rochester. When I usually see people taking pictures in Rochester, it's usually just pictures of downtown area or Monroe area or, like, you know, the busier... kind of overcrowded areas, oversaturated, I guess. And I wanted to just pick apart Rochester and like more of the inner city areas. Like right now I'm documenting the Maplewood area that I grew up in. And I've been interviewing people that live in the area, just talking to them, taking my camera, walking on the street.
So what, when you go to those areas, what are you fucking seeing off? Like, what are you fuckers? Like, you want like houses, animals, tree, people.
I guess mostly when I go, it's usually really early in the morning or around 6. I try to get that golden hour in.
Just the sunshine.
Yeah,
and all
the
that.
Sunset okay. And everything. Sunset, yeah. Everything, yeah. But when I take pictures, it's pictures of people, a lot of street photography. I look for shadows, and I've been working on compositional skills more.
Okay.
So rules of thirds and things of that nature.
So have you had any experience like with professional, good talent? You know what I mean? Like picture people like that?
No. Not mostly professional. I've sold a couple prints. I haven't. I've done studio work maybe once or twice. I mean, if people need portraits done, I do that. But it's mostly just to keep me up and invest back into my photography, just okay. So that I can grow as an artist as well.
Shout out my son. So he wanna give it. What do you say, Joshua? Joshua, you say he wanna give a shout out to his sushi place. What's it called? The sushi place. Tell to the people where to go and all that.
All right. Guys, I'm doing my own sushi business right now. Follow me at GEYDAD on Instagram. DM me for inquiries about your local sushi habits.
Oh.
I'm your local dad.
Okay. Well, people, this is serious. This is serious. You can follow him to whatever Instagram he gave you already. I can't even spell myself. But,
once he finds out what it is.
Yeah. This is gonna be good. Yeah, but Joshua, he do the sushi and all that. So Deanna, I got a question now for you. So, are you single?
No.
So because he give you a bad look, you say no. Oh, I see how it is, huh? I see how it is. So right now we here in the table with all the guys doing this podcast real quick. Saturday, I have my brother-in-law with me. We have a bunch of fans. Thank you to all the followers. Thank you for follow the stream. Thank you for follow this podcast. Remember, this is brought to you from Westgate Men Barbershop in Rochester. Yeah, I'm going to go back to you. Let me finish. You know, I got to do this to make the money, right?
Yeah.
If you need a plumber, you just got to call Roto-Rooter Plumbing here in Rochester and all around the states. So Roto-Rooter is a trust company, so you can... if you have any pipe issue, burst pipe or leaking pipe or a toilet overflow or you need a hot water tank, just contact Roto-Rooter. Roto-Rooter, the trust in the plumbing business. So, talk to me about your Instagram.
My Instagram is batwingdoofus, BATWINGDOOFUS. Makes me realize that I kind of have to shorten it now.
Yeah. What was that?
It's Batwing Doofus. BATWINGDOOFUS.
So remember, to the first 1,000 people that follow him, he liking at least 5 of his picture. Us, the Latino Radio Show, those 1,000 people are gonna receive a single picture for each of you from Mr. Christian, my buddy.
Yep.
That's it. Why not? So, Christian, you're not giving 1,000 pictures to those $1,000? Yeah.
Oh,
we're going to provide it.
Oh, if you
If I get at least 1,000 followers from this podcast, following his Instagram for Christian, I will, those 1,000 followers, we're going to send 1,000 pictures to each of you.
Yeah, we can do that.
But it's gonna be, remember, it's gonna be a digital picture. It's not gonna be by mail or anything. It's gonna be a text message or an email. You're gonna get those 1,000. Okay? Remember, this is all digital, so there's no more paper waste and nothing of that. Alright?
I will have prints on sale though.
So where can we find those prints on sale right now?
I'm working on a website.
What's it gonna call?
It's gonna be ChristianMatos.com. Literally, that's what I'm going to name it.
Yeah, so all your pictures are going to say ChristianMatos.com.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then I'll have a link to all the prints that are available.
Do you have any Facebook page? Or like
No, I'm not on Facebook right now. I'm working on a Facebook page too.
Why are you not on Facebook right now?
I don't
That's
know.
The biggest
I have a Facebook. I forgot the password. I gotta get a new one.
Okay. Well, Christian, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be in this day. I know you're going to keep talking with us here, enjoying this podcast from the Latinos Radio Show. Remember, this is every day from Monday through Friday. Just follow, hit like, and you can follow us with the same name, the Latinos Radio Show, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and TikTok. So remember, TikTok for the Latinos Radio Show. Now, I'm going to go ask Deanna a couple questions. Deanna, I just have a nice, beautiful boy. Okay? And I want to see how she feel about that little thing. Come on.
I feel great about that little thing.
So tell me your experience. Like, what's it feel to be the first time mom with your little boy?
It's a lot. It's a lot to handle, and it's a big change.
For everything.
For responsibilities, for sleep, for money, for everything.
Yeah. So you got that little boy right there. So you hear people. She said everything changed for her. Everything. So, Deanna, thank you so much. I know it was a short question, but I'm going to come back. I just waiting here for my James. James just over here in the podcast in the Latino Radio Show. So, come on, James. I'm going to ask you a few questions here in my podcast. We're here right now with my friend Christian and my buddy Joshua and James right now. James, what do you want to say to those followers that you want to follow you?
I don't know. I just woke up.
Huh?
I just woke up. I don't know.
Say, come follow me.
Come follow me?
Hey, follow me.
Give me your Instagram to see. If you gain 500 followers, they got to follow you. He liked one of your pictures. And then they got to do the Latinos Radio Show podcast. Okay? Now, I need your Instagram.
I don't know what's going on.
Come over here. We're in the podcast. James.
Yeah.
We live.
For real?
In radio. Yeah.
Oh. How many people you got watching?
No, don't say until I finish.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Just give me your Instagram so people can follow you.
I don't have Instagram no more.
You don't have Instagram no more?
I just got 5 followers.
For real?
Oh. Oh boy. Well, people, this guy, they're having a beer, having a blonde, heading here, drinking, playing dominoes, stuff like that. Enjoying, having some Stella, and blah, blah, blah. But remember, Friday night, you're going to be live with DJ Lopez here in the Latino Radio Show podcast. Remember to follow me and Facebook, como the Latinos Radio Show. So thank you so much. Y vamos al mambo. Eso.